So right now I dive mainly for recreation. I dive on shipwrecks and have fun with stuff like that. But I have done some things for, I've dove in the Huron River at the Barton Dam, and you like dive kind of on the dam intakes, and you remove all kinds of debris from the intake. It's a hydroelectric dam, so it needs water flow that it sees from the river. It needs water flow in order to produce electricity. And every, 5 to 6 months, enough debris piles up in front of like the intake grates that it's, they see a major reduction in their output. And so they hire divers to come in and remove that. So that's one of the things I've done. I've also been there when they removed the stop blocks and they pull those out. They have a big crane come out and I have to connect the rigging underwater to these stop blocks. And it's pretty interesting to see. It's really, really neat. It's a little bit crappy diving because it's near zero visibility and you're just moving sticks and dead fish and just anything that has ever been in the river and kind of is not buoyant, and it kind of runs along the bottom. It kind of builds up there, kind of like leaves in a corner, of a parking lot build up and, the concrete slabs. But then I've also done other stuff in the St. Clair River, also for intake grates for the water treatment facilities. A little bit for golf courses. I used to do it more like as a job, but now I kind of do it more for fun because I hated that I was not liking diving, so I kind of stopped doing it for a job and made it just a hobby. But I wouldn't mind doing volunteer public safety diving. It's kind of again my almost like a tech diver, and a lot of the configuration those guys use, we don't really agree with. And so I would do it, but I would want to be in my own gear configuration and dive the way I dive. But those guys, they're more like saturation divers where they stir it all up, they walk on the bottom, and I have mastered my buoyancy. And I would rather